Jalen, congratulations. Big shout out on the offer from Southwestern. Can you tell us how that came about?
Yes, sir. So basically, I was just texting that coach, and he said that I told him like who I was, who my family was, and he said he went to high school with my dad. So he was like, you know, so like good chemistry between them two. So, you know, I got my first offer, real humble. You know, this is the first of many. Trying to get back to work. Plenty more to come. Yeah.
All right, now, McNeil, this is supposed to be the bounce back year, and the new head coach, Scott Hermes, he's a defensive head. Can you kind of talk about how the mentality has changed from last year to now?
Oh, yes, sir. I feel like this, our new head coach is more hands-on. He's been, you know, talking to each one of our guys, you know, getting them more mentally prepared for the season. Yeah, so it's like we're all better, like, as a team, we're more prepared than we were last year, so hopefully we have a bounce-back season, you know.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned more hands-on, and I do want to shout out Coach Howard McMahon, who's now with Round Rock ISD in the front office. And, you know, after his son graduated, you know, he probably was kind of biding his time to make that move to it. So he might not have been, like, in y'all's throats, but he did care. And I know people talk about that.
For sure.
People talk about that.
You know, like, he cared. Yeah. He cared 100%. You know, he was good. All of his, students, so our student athletes. You know, he was good. You know, it's just this new coach brought in a different mentality. He changed our whole team to as a group. You know.
Okay, that's a deep conversation we just had. So when the podcast come out, people will hear that, because that's like deep McNeil, like politics, you know, like family, and it is a family at McNeil. Y'all got some great youth coming back. Can you kind of shout out some of your teammates? Besides Luke Hutchinson, because he's always gonna get to shine. But like the other teammates.
Yes, sir. I'm actually out here. Yes, I'm working with him right now. You know, Luke Hutch out here right now.
Oh, shout out Luke though. I wasn't hating.
Shout out Luke. You know, shout out Benjamin.
That's funny.
Yes, sir. Shout out Trayvon Swiss, okay. Marlon Brown. Yes, sir. We're all out here getting some work in right now.
All right. Jalen, I appreciate you joining the show. Best of luck. McNeil going to be on the rise for show. Y'all got a great eye reporter, Bianca Sky. She going to kill it. So appreciate you, Jalen. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for having me.
Okay. Horn FM presents Flex ATX. Zach Lucero.
That's the best when they just like, whenever you interview somebody and they're wilding out with other people that you've already interviewed or like are going to interview, and you're like, oh yeah, he's right here.
Yeah. Yo, and Luke Hutchinson, because they might still be listening, is the truth. And he will, like, if McNeil is going to rise, it's going to be on his shoulders. But I know how quarterbacks get, man. Like, the players, like, okay, you can shout out the quarterback like every time. Like, who else are we going to shout out to?
But I mean, McNeil's always had like big time pieces.
Yes.
Always have big time pieces, and maybe this new head coach is really what they've needed to kind of put those pieces together.
Oh Lord, you know, I don't want to look at Max Preps, but it's been a hot minute since McNeil was in postseason for football. Like pre Ryan Murphy.
Right, exactly. Donnie Holmes.
Oh my gosh.
You don't need to look at just the fact that you didn't need to look at Max Preps to know that that lets you know, like, yo, it's been a minute. But like I said, McNeil has always had the pieces, and McNeil's always sending dudes to play the next level. So, I mean, if there's a school that's gonna take a turn that needed something, maybe Hendrickson getting a quarterback,
right.
Maybe McNeil getting a new head coach, maybe these are the things that these schools need to take it to the next level. I mean, we have schools like Round Rock that we're just kind of waiting for the players to put it together. The pieces are all there, we know that, but it's schools like Hendrickson, like McNeil, that are missing something, and maybe this year it's the year for both those teams to kind of turn those around.
All right, Horn FM presents.